Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Shawn Dunston. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jarrett Wright. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lemke. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston takes first base on ball four. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dunston. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Dunston steals second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive towards first. Thome catches it and steps on first to double up Jefferson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome strikes out. Hatberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thome out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg strikes out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dunston hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justice moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia Parra. Justice scores. Ramirez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fryman strikes out. Hatberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fryman out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dunston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Lemke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomey scoops it up and throws to first, with right covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garciaparra. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Garciaparra steals second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. Garciaparra moves to third. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tomey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dunston hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Justice reaches second base with a double. Lofton moves to third. Derek Lowe now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive beyond first. Vaughn can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton scores. Justice scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lemke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Mark Lemke. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome fields the ball and throws to right covering. Safe. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Jim Leyritz pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Jim Leyritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leyritz strikes out. Two outs. Eric Plunk now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia-Para. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Garcia-Para steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive beyond third. Freiman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Garcia Paris scores. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Tom Martin now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Mike Benjamin now playing second base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Giles steals second. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Freiman strikes out. There goes Giles. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bragg. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Giles scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lofton is walked intentionally. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dunston hits a line drive beyond third. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Vizquel scores. Lofton moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justice is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Justice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Justice reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. Dunston goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Indians. John Waston now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Justice moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive beyond first. Tommy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bragg takes first base on ball 4. Hatberg moves to second. Michael Jackson now pitching. Jason Varitek pinch hits for Darren Lewis. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Varitek for the out. Hatberg moves to third. Bragg moves to second. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garciaparra strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.